This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in the studio, we have Melina Suchan, singer-songwriter. How you doing, Melina?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. So, you are a singer-songwriter, kind of R&B, bluesy style, sort of.
Yeah. I mean,
how would you describe your sound?
Well, I'm still in the process of really discovering my sound, but yeah, I think you got it right. R&B, blues, pop. Kind of an indie sound, too, a little bit, a little folksy.
Oh, good. Cool. Yeah. Now, you have a music degree. You're a classically trained pianist. You just graduated in May from McGill.
Yeah, that's right.
Focusing on piano performance.
Right.
Have you always been dipping both in classical and in original music and pop music? Has that always been...
Yeah, since I was, you know, a young teenager, 11, 12, something like that. I started writing music at that time, and the singing just sort of came naturally with it.
Okay. Was there ever a time where you felt really conflicted, like you had to choose between doing classical and pop?
Yeah. I think all musicians sort of have, all trained musicians tend to have that debate with themselves a little bit. Yeah, it is hard to choose sort of what you really want to do because you have all this great training, right, from a university or from a recognized school, and yet it might not necessarily be sort of fostering your own creativity, your own originality, you know? So I think everybody has that debate, but just have to find a way to sort of work with the two ideas.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did.
Yeah, and it seems like you're still kind of doing both. Like, do you still play, like, are you still focusing somewhat on your piano now that you've graduated, your classical piano?
Yeah, actually, I am still working towards some classical piano exams, like with the Royal Conservatory of Music of Toronto. So I'm still doing those things, but on the side, which is becoming more and more a primary job. I'm also writing my own music and recording and performing as much as possible.
Nice. So when did you start focusing more on songwriting? You said that you started at a young age. When did you really start putting yourself out there more?
Probably in the last few years, I would say. Yeah, the last maybe 3 years or so. In the last year and a half, things have really started to take off a little bit more. Well, I started putting myself out there more and gigging a lot. And that's a major part of music is playing live, I think. So I just try to do that as much as possible. And, you know, with that, you also develop a lot of skills.
And do you find that your classical training is benefiting your original music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wish I would have done a little bit more jazz, though.
Yeah.
I did try to get into jazz. But it's tough. It's tough. As everybody would know, like, the switch between classical and jazz is pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty hard. But, you know, I tried. Yeah.
So speaking of that, what are some of your influences you feel as a songwriter?
Definitely the sort of the women singer-songwriters, like the big ones, like, you know, Sarah McLachlan, Amanda Marshall, Alicia Keys. Different genres, for sure, but strong women singer-songwriters I find is very influential to me.
Yeah. And what do you feel that you're taking from that?
I guess I just relate more to them, maybe more to the topics that they might write about, you know, because all women will probably face similar challenges in their life, any women artist probably. And it's pretty inspirational to go see one of these idols of mine, you know, live in concert. I think it was a couple of years ago I went to go see, you know, Chantal Kreviazuk. She was fantastic. This past year I went to see Alicia Keys. She was great. You know, because a lot of them are also, they're not afraid to come out with their own style, I find. And it's different when you look at individual artists versus looking at a band, for example. Because a band, you never really know who's the major creative force behind it. But an individual artist, they really, you know that it's all them.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty impressive. And I guess that influences me the most.
Ideally, what kind of career would you see yourself having? Would you want to be having like a mix of different genres in your career, you think? Different projects, or would you like to ideally focus only on your original music?
Well, ideally, I would like to eventually have my own original music being my main focus. At the moment, I do sing with a lot of different projects, bands, stuff like that, all over the city, and also in different places like Toronto or Ottawa. And that's good, you know, that anything that I do is just more experience, even if I'm performing covers, even if it's not my own project. But ideally, I would like to you know, finish up an album and maybe tour it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to tour it, perform.
Amazing. So do you have any recordings in the work right now?
Yeah, well, I only have a couple that are done, but I am in the studio regularly working on some stuff.
Any plans for an album to be released in the foreseeable future, or do we have to wait with bated breath?
You might have to wait with bated breath for a little while longer. Not sure when. But, you know, sort of singles are coming out one by one. And
nice.
You could always check my website for the latest recordings. And one day when I have a date set for this album launch.
We will announce it on Mike
right.
FM Radio. Well, yeah, we will wait with bated breath. On that note, we're going to listen to one of your tracks now, X-Ray Eyes. And good luck with that. And it does, for all the listeners out there who may not quite know much about what it takes to produce an album, it takes a long time.
It takes many
hours, a lot of friends who are on your side who will do mm-hmm. favors for you, and a lot of patience and faith, and most importantly, a lot of talent and creative energy. So, Melina, good luck to you. Thank you for being here today. We're going to listen to your track now, but first, you can check out Melina's website at www.melinas-music.com. That's melinas-music.com. Thanks, Melina.
Thank you.
You're listening to X-Ray Eyes by Melina Suchen, only on Mike FM.